Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Saving Lives in Slow Motion. Today I'd like to talk about musculoskeletal health. As in muscles and joints. And wow, does it affect a lot of people. I mean, from sprained ankles to back pain, osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, connective tissue disorders, ligament problems, tendons. And on a very sort of basic day-to-day level, I was watching a football match the other night. I'm a big Spurs fan. One of our players went off and there's this worry about, oh, you know, do you think he's done his ACL again? Is it his knee? And, you know, you hear about joint problems all the time, don't you? And most of us have had aching joints or sprained an ankle, that kind of thing. What can you do to improve your joint health? Well, I want to start slightly left field and think about biomechanics to start with. So I'm sort of working outside in. And what's interesting is biomechanics is essentially the interplay of your posture and how your joints are loaded and the effect it has on your joints. So if you want to just try this at the moment, depending on where you are and what you're doing, if you stand with your knees bent and your bum sticking out behind you and walk a few steps, after a while you'll start to get quite bad lower back pain. And I sometimes ask medical students to do this to appreciate what it feels like if you have a long-term back problem or spondylosis or some sort of arthritic condition in your lower back, just to get them to appreciate what it's like to live with that level of pain all the time. And why I think alignment and biomechanics are so important is you'll often see people who have hip arthritis in one hip or knee arthritis in one knee and not both. And that in part is to do with years of misalignment where more force has gone through one part of one joint than the other. Now, those of you that have iPhones will see there's a feature on the health app about walking asymmetry, and actually there's another one called walking steadiness, and that gives you an idea of whether you're aligned. It's not perfect, obviously, and if you're really going to look at biomechanics, then you need software or a biomechanic expert. But in my opinion, the first thing to look at for joint health is biomechanics. And, you know, it's an obvious thing if you think about it, because structure and function are related, and if you're getting stress through a joint abnormally, that joint will function abnormally after a while. Okay, what's next? Well, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, and of course bone. All examples of connective tissue. And of course muscles, sorry, I mustn't forget. So by and large, there are two groups of connective tissue. So there's connective tissue proper, which are tendons and ligaments, and relies on collagen being kind of lined up in order. And then there's special connective tissue like bone, blood, lymph as well, you know, your lymphatic system. And fascia, which is everywhere and literally is the sort of missing connection between all of those other tissues. And if you want to kind of feel what fascia feels like, if you prod the bottom of your foot, in where your foot arch kind of meets your heel, the bit between the bone and your skin is predominantly fascia, plantar fascia in that particular case. So I've named all of these things. How do you keep them healthy? Well, biomechanics is one. The second thing is a mixture of movement and nutrition. Now, as we know, as a principle, too much of anything is bad. And so when it comes to movement, whatever you enjoy doing, walking, running, cycling, swimming, within reason, all types of exercise benefit your joints. So a combination of strength, balance, flexibility, and endurance. Now, obviously, if you're doing something repetitively, for example, if you're a professional cricketer and you're bowling, you know, 100 overs a day, in practice, you're going to exhaust your shoulder after many years. But that's pretty exceptional. And there is evidence that exercise actually benefits osteoarthritis, which is the wear and tear condition that affects the cartilage in between our bones, which wears down over time. And the key here is, whatever you do, you've got to do something on a daily basis, if possible. It's all about habit building and keeping yourself in the right shape. And those of you that do some kind of movement practice every day will know what it's like when you stop after a while, or if you go on holiday or something and you fall off the wagon. You know just how, you know, you don't feel quite right. You feel stiffer and slower. I certainly do. And again, if you're interested in my book, The Health Fix, there is a section on how to get yourself going in the morning. So one of the things I noticed even 20 years ago is that occasionally, depending on what my day was like, by the time I'd got to the top of a set of stairs, I'd feel that my legs were heavy and tired. And so what I realized is firing my glutes and activating my psoas, really important. If I do that in the morning, which I try and do every day, but I forget because I'm human, then I can fly, literally. So something about movement, activation, and also mindset to some extent, you know, making sure you're in the right frame of mind when you're doing that. When it comes to the actual movement, I mean, stretching is very good in terms of the next step beyond activating muscles to make sure they warm up. And I think this concept is quite well known, particularly in sports circles. And mainly the function of that is to make sure that you don't do any damage. How many times have you lifted a heavy box or something at home and then your back's just gone? And that's much less likely to happen if you're keeping your back muscles, you know, in tune by looking after them, backs particularly, because they're hard to fix when they go wrong. And then moving on to the type of movement, I mean, all movement, unless it's really extreme, is good. So I'm a real fan of anything that's strength-based, and I really love slow practices like yoga, because although they look or can look quite straightforward, actually some of them can be really challenging, and it definitely builds strength. And, you know, whatever you're doing, whether it's cycling, running, swimming, walking, I mean, walking is probably the most basic level form of exercise that most of us do on a daily basis.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, moving on to the inner workings of the joint and other factors. Nutrients, food, supplements. This is a really tricky one because in very basic terms, an anti-inflammatory type diet would benefit joints. But there are two groups of food categorizations that can lead to joint pain, and the evidence is patchy. And I'll put links to these, obviously, in the show notes, but sometimes foods that are high in oxalates can cause joint pains, as well as nightshade vegetables and lectins. I'm not going to go into much detail on that. I'm just going to leave that there because my view is that sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't. It just depends on the individual. As I always say, health is individual, ultimately. But in general, and again, I say general because, you know, you can't generalize when you're talking about individuals. You want a diet that is rich in vitamins and minerals, you know, calcium, vitamin D, magnesium, zinc, boron, all of those elements. But the key here is that, you know, and when it comes to diet, that the diet that works for Alzheimer's prevention, the diet that works for heart disease prevention, guess what? That's also what tends to help your joints, you know. And in general, apart from what I just mentioned about those food groups that sometimes don't, it's green leafy vegetables, fatty fish, fruits, berries, eggs, whole grains, real food. And people always ask me about things like turmeric. You know, look, there is a bit of evidence. Turmeric is anti-inflammatory and, you know, I've got no problem with people taking it. There have been actually recently, just on that, concerns about lead poisoning because of the way it's manufactured in countries in Asia, particularly Bangladesh, actually. So again, the source of where you're getting your turmeric is important. Then there's a supplement called glucosamine, which is found in cartilage, and you can take it as a supplement. There's a little bit of evidence that it helps for and against. And then another supplement, which is very popular for joint health, fish oils. And although there are no studies that show that it prevents disease progression, symptomatically it seems to help in terms of joint pain for osteoarthritis, as in they probably, because of how they work mechanistically, reduce inflammation, which is a good thing. I want to say a quick word about rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune arthritis, and autoimmune conditions like lupus and the like. This is really important because I have patients who are on conventional medication, you know, often immunosuppressive medication like methotrexate, for rheumatoid arthritis, which is controlling their symptoms really well and their joints aren't inflamed. And they want to come off it and try diet and supplements. And what I would say is, my view is, once that autoimmune switch has flipped over and you have established disease and sky-high antibodies, for some conditions, it is, I would say, dangerous to stop medication. There'll be people that disagree with me, and certain autoimmune conditions can just burn out or you can reverse them, but there are ones that I believe are not amenable to that. What else is there in musculoskeletal health? Osteoporosis, big topic, huge issue for people, brittle bone disease. Main ways to prevent it include not smoking, cutting down alcohol, reducing caffeine intake, and all the things I mentioned earlier on about how to move and eat well. And in terms of minerals, very similar. Vitamin K2 plays a role, as well as magnesium and vitamin D and all the ones I mentioned earlier on. The drug treatment for osteoporosis is very much calcium, vitamin D, and a group of drugs called bisphosphonates that actually help to thicken the bone matrix. And you can see osteoporosis in a way as demineralization of the bone, you know, where minerals are actually sort of in the wrong compartment, if you like. And as with everything in health, it's completely connected to things like our hormones and our gut and calcium metabolism. My last word on this, and this has happened time and time and time again, and I know I go on about this a little bit, but it's really important to remember. Over the last 25 years, I've had countless patients with musculoskeletal issues, and that includes things like fibromyalgia, chronic pain of unknown origin, and lower back pain. The number of times it's related to emotional trauma is staggering. And I've mentioned this before on other episodes, but particularly with fibromyalgia, which is a cluster of symptoms with no actual test to prove that that's the diagnosis. It's not a measurable thing in that sense. But patients with that condition and many other pain conditions often find release in symptoms when they release emotional trauma. And for those of you listening to this who have found it difficult to get on top of a painful musculoskeletal condition, I do want you to think about that. I see it all the time, you know, young, healthy women with costochondritis that's just not resolving. And the reason I know that that's the case is when I see these people some years later, if they've not been in for a while, they'll go, "Do you know what? It was my employer. As soon as I changed job, all my symptoms went away." Or they'll say, "Oh, I was in a terrible relationship and I didn't realise that I was being manipulated. And as soon as that ended, my back got better, or, you know, my chest pain went away." Really important and not to be underestimated. And final word is that leads me to therapies. A lot of the time, people go and see someone like a physiotherapist, which is great for acute injuries, but really for joint health, again, it's a 360 degree approach, thinking about sleep, diet, stress, movement, infections, genetics, exposure to sunlight, aka vitamin D. And it's the same for every disease state. So whatever goes wrong with us, whether it's, you know, your joints in the long term, or something else linked to your joints, the methodology is the same. Okay, I hope that was useful. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. I'm loving the fact that I'm getting new ratings every month or so. Really, really love that. And it keeps me doing what I'm doing. Please keep the suggestions coming in. I do look at them. Sometimes I can't sort of get through all of them, or some of them aren't quite appropriate. But it really helps because it generates ideas for me, and I just want to put stuff out there that's helping people put health into context. Until next time, do stay well, look after yourselves, take care. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.